when we try and work out a moving average, we try and work out the trend first. And the trend will just be an average all the time that you take. And so you keep averaging, doing averages of averages until you get to the stage where you've what we get called a centered average. And that means that the average that we've worked out can be linked directly back to one of the original, say, seasons or years or whatever it was it was trying to make an average of. And then we compare that season to what the average is for the year. And then we say, right, is that a good season or a bad season? And we do that using the additive model, just adding one and taking the other away, or the multiplicative model, where we compare it to each other as a percentage. Okay? And we call that difference the seasonal variation. So all you do is then take the average, add on the seasonal variation, or take off the seasonal variation, or multiply by the seasonal variation, and then you get your forecast figure. Very difficult to do anything else on a podcast because all these things are all numbers, aren't they? So you need to get good at the numbers, like y equals a plus bx. Be good at trying to calculate b and a, etc. There are formulas given in your exam. Remember, y equals a plus bx. Y is the y-axis. X is the x-axis. A is the bit that goes through the y-axis when x is zero, and B is the gradient on the graph.